Hi, Soul Sisters. I'm Georgie Crawford.
And I'm Claire Solon. Welcome to the podcast that's full of life lessons and laughter.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Go Cloud production brought to you this season by Malfi Gin, your ticket to the Amalfi Coast.
Malfi Gin comes in three tasty flavours: a burst of Italian blood orange with con arancia, a zesty lemon gin con limon, or a delicate grapefruit gin with rosa.
Experience La Dolce Vita with Malfi Gin. Always drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie for more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Soul Sisters this week. So, Georgie, come here to me, right? Last week, we talked about Hal Elrod. Now, you had wanted him to be on your podcast, and he was ghosting you. Any update?
So, last week, I made a joke. I joked and I said, Hal Elrod, for anyone who didn't listen to last week's episode, Hal Elrod wrote this book called The Morning Miracle, which transformed my year.
The Miracle Morning?
The Miracle Morning.
Hi, Hal. Hey, Hal.
Oh, Jesus. A couple of months ago, I asked him to be on the pod. His team wrote back and said he's on a year off. And then last week on the podcast, I said, well, he must be a liar because he was on a podcast last week. Well, I said he must be a liar or back to work. Now, when I said that he must be a liar, I was joking, okay?
She was joking, everyone. Everyone, she was joking.
So yesterday, I text you in a panic because I checked my Instagram and it said, Hal Elrod started following you.
Holy smokes.
And then he sent me a DM and I was so scared. What does this DM say? And he said, hey, Georgie, I never check my Instagram messages, but I've just popped in today and I see your message from a couple of months ago. I would absolutely love to be on your podcast. Let's make it happen.
Oh. Oh my God. Do you see what happened there?
Manifested it.
We manifested the shit out of it. And now you've made peace with Hal, you know, and the world. And now he's come back to you.
I know.
Whoa.
So we are going to have a great chat.
Oh,
once
you're...
he doesn't listen to Soul Sisters, we're still on track for the Hal podcast.
Once he doesn't go anywhere near this podcast series, you're good. How exciting. Congratulations. What a win.
I think he is so inspiring. I want to talk to him. He has like this is the thing that you can, you know, from writing a book, you can transform someone's year, life. You know, that's a gift he's putting out into the world. So I can't wait. Do you know what I want to hear from Hal? Because it's so easy to get up in the summer when it's bright. Mm. But how do you do the miracle morning in the depths of winter? And I'm going to be bringing that episode to all the Soul Sisters.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's probably the marginal morning in the winter. No, you're just like... Oh, or the midnight morning. That's what it feels like, doesn't it?
See, when I don't get up when it's still dark, I'm like, no, I'm living in sync with nature.
Yes, you are.
So come here. How was your week?
So last week wasn't that easy for me. I obviously, you can hear it in my voice. I've picked up a bit of a cold and the Hunter full moon that was shining last Sunday night, I think had an impact on the emotions of most people I came into contact last week with. Everybody was just a bit manic and a bit, there was friction. I was coming across friction in my professional and personal life. But a funny thing happened when you and I were recording the pod last week that I meant to say to you. I settled down in my lounge and I heard a bang in my kitchen as we were recording. And obviously I didn't say anything because I'm a professional and I kept going. And I went into the kitchen afterwards and there was a small box which had been sitting in the middle of my counter on the floor. And I was like, you know, when stuff like this happens in your house, you're just looking around going, we're really not alone here, are we? Like somebody knocked that off my counter and there's no one else here. Anyway, it's a box that holds my crystals. And I had put my crystals out to charge in the full moon on Sunday night. And I'd forgotten about them. So had that box not fallen off the counter to alert me, the crystals would have been out on the balcony in the window box for God knows how long, probably still there.
So you put your crystals out to charge in the full moon, and then what do you do with them?
Then you take them back in and they're recharged.
Oh.
Yeah. And whatever you're feeling, whatever you need, you know, crystals have different meanings, and whatever you need, you take with it. So you've one for anxiety or one to promote love and harmony. And I mean, crystals are back in, and there's a ghost in here.
I bought a crystal on the day that we were matched at a surrogate in France, in Morzine.
Wow.
And I keep it in my jewellery box. And now maybe I need to charge it up a bit.
Yeah, I think you do. Take it out, give it a little wash, and then carry it round with you.
It's the 16th of October and I haven't told you what's in season this month.
Ah, listen, you know, if I thought that you were a health coach, I'd think you were off your game. Oh, hang on a second. What's in season?
So you'll be delighted to know, Claire, that courgettes are in season. Did we do this a couple of weeks ago? Or are these still in season? Right, I'm going to go quickly through it. Rooster potatoes, you know, the ones with the red skin.
Oh, I love them. I love them.
I have a little tip for rooster potatoes for you, Claire.
Yeah.
Pierce them on both sides, into the microwave, 3 minutes on each side, and then into your piping hot oven for 30, 35, 40 minutes, and you will have the most delicious baked potato.
Okay, that's actually quite a good tip. So 6 minutes in total in the microwave, mm-hmm. and then over to the oven for 30 minutes.
Yeah, they'll be crunchy on the outside and fluffy on the inside. Then we've got kale. Now, at this time of year, I love to put a bit of kale in my pasta.
Oh, yeah, I'm into it.
So what you can do is cook your pasta, get your sauce, put a bit of kale on the top of it, and then you could even put your pan under the grill for a couple of minutes just to get your kale kind of crunchy.
Mm, love.
Really nice way. Because like, I love pasta, but I also like to eat my fruit and veg, you know? So if I can get loads of veg into my pasta, that's a winner for me. Mushrooms, peppers, sprouts, carrots, and apples.
Mm.
Now, you said to me during the week, have you heard Spencer and Vogue's podcast?
Spenny and Vogue were discussing something that we have discussed far too much on this podcast. We have given far too much airtime to this particular vegetable. And I actually just shared it on my stories this morning. Vogue, so basically it's funny because Spenny is old money and Vogue is new money. That's the way I look at the two of them. You know, so Spenny's been eating things like artichokes, aubergines and olives since he came out of the womb. And Vogue is kind of new on the scene. So he was saying to her, basically, you don't have a very comprehensive palate. You just like normal stuff. And I thought, I chuckled because I thought that was real Irish. Like, she just likes her sambos with lettuce, tomato and cucumber. And he's like, give me artichokes, olives and some aubergine. But Vogue went completely bananas when he mentioned aubergines. She was like, what the hell are they? You're always trying to spice up an aubergine because on its own, it's a pile of shit. It's not even a real vegetable. I hate aubergines. Why do they even exist?
And you felt seen in that moment.
I felt so seen. And also I felt a bit kind of smug because I was like, I knew me and Vogue had more in common than was what was obvious.
Do you know what I found really interesting about that podcast? So I love when Spencer shares a bit of, you know, like he's quite resilient. He's built an incredible business. I like when we hear a bit more about, from Spencer in terms of like, I like the deeper stuff from Spencer.
Yes. Okay.
That's why I asked him to be on the Good Glow that time, because I was like, I want to know more. So on that podcast, he said something that really jumped out at me when he said, I am privileged. I have led a privileged life. So in order for me to feel things, I need to set myself extreme challenges. So you see Spencer going off and doing these crazy marathons. He's recently been up in Everest making a show for Disney. But he sets himself these really, really tough challenges because he says that his life has been so easy along the way. And when he said that, I was like, whoa, I really respect that.
I really respect that too. Like, imagine if we had that from all rich people and all celebrities. Imagine if they all came out and said, you know, this is what I'm doing. And the reason I'm doing this is because the last 10 or 15 years of my life have been lived in complete luxury.
Mm-hmm. And he's not doing it for his ego either, because his brother lost his life on Everest. So he got to the top of Everest and he was lost on the way down in this crazy storm, which is just so tragic. His name was Michael. And they have the Michael Matthews Foundation. And so anytime Spencer is doing any of these ultras or anything, it's all for that. And his brother, who is married to Pippa Middleton, they do a lot of work for that foundation too. So not only is Spencer getting out and challenging himself for personal reasons, but he's out there and through that foundation, they build like houses for children and schools and things like that. So it's pretty amazing what he does.
I agree. He's gets big thumbs up in my book.
Will I give you a little bit of an insight into my podcast with Spencer?
Do.
This is a bit of like behind the scenes. So I was a bit nervous about doing a podcast with Spencer because I feel like he really speaks from his heart. So I was like, if he gets bored halfway through the podcast, is he going to just be like, I'm off, mate? So I was like freaking out. So I was sitting here when I'm sitting here, like I sit with you, and he came on the screen. And I was like, oh my God, he is a beautiful human.
Delicious.
We were an hour into the podcast and I'd given him a diary notice for an hour. And, you know, he was talking about his ultras and things like that. And he goes, oh, sorry, by the way, Georgie, I see that our hour is up. And I was like, yeah. Are you okay for time? And he goes, I want this podcast to be the best it can be. So you can keep me here all day if you want. And I was like, what? An amazing, kind, generous person.
I didn't think he could get much better, but that is so generous with his time.
So impressive. And you've met him in real life.
Yeah, he came on Dish with Vogue and the crew and Nick Grimshaw and Angela Hartnett loved them. Their episode will be going out early 2023, but they were brilliant. So I mentioned last week that I was going to just change things up in my diet a little bit, didn't I?
Yes. And I got a few messages from people, Claire, that said to me, oh, I want to know more about what, you know, Claire's doing with this cleanse.
So basically, I have been to India quite a few times, 3 or 4 times now on retreat. And always when I'm over there, we eat the most incredible food. Like, it's completely vegetarian. It's all Ayurvedic. So it's got spices and herbs that will just aid your digestion. And you always feel like after 2 days, you know, rather than going over there and feeling like your system might slow down or you have Delhi belly or anything, quite the contrary. You feel so content after each meal. So when the opportunity arose to do some research into Ayurveda, I was like, you know what? This feels like, and for me, who've been doing a lot of work on myself internally, you know, my mind, my emotions, and I've really been working on all that for the last couple of years. So it feels very much like the next step in my journey is to look at my gut health, because that's my second brain, right?
And Claire, can I just ask you, just for anyone listening, what is Ayurveda?
So Ayurveda is considered a form of medical care equivalent to Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathic medicine. And it originated in India more than 3,000 years ago. And it's based on the idea, right, that our disease or dis-ease in the body is due to an imbalance or stress in people's consciousness. So within Ayurveda, they say if you fix your food, you take herbal remedies, you do yoga, and you meditate, that will help you calm your nervous system and find bliss and peace. Wow.
I love that.
Yeah. So again, like, I was very much a spectator on this. Like, I used to see things or hear things and go, wow, I'd love to know more. So now is the time. Ayurveda has come to me, and I have two friends in Ireland who are 6 months into their journey of eating this way, and it's changed their lives. So first thing you need to do if you're interested in knowing more about Ayurvedic eating is find out what your dosha is. So are you pitta, are you vata, or are you kapha? I am pitta. I have lots of fire and lots of water, so I need to take my gut from acid to alkaline. So let me just tell you what I've been eating for the last week and how well I've been feeling. For breakfast, I've been having stewed fruit. I've been having apricots. I've been having strawberries with some mint on top. And I've been putting on things like cinnamon and nutmeg and some cardamom. Then for lunch and dinner, I've been having a dish called khichdi, which is a rice-based dish. So there's rice and there's mung dal in it and lots of spices, cumin, coriander, turmeric, like all these great, great spices that you would often hear of being used in curries and stuff like that. I'm eating them every single day alongside some really, really great vegetables, so everything from bok choy to asparagus to broccoli. Here's the key, all cooked in ghee.
That's like butter, is it?
Yes, it's clarified butter. But here's the thing. It's one of the it's the purest oil that you can have, and it's for your digestion the easiest oil to digest over any of the other oils, like even coconut or olive oil. So it lubricates your system, it lubricates your joints, and it makes, because it is in butter, like it tastes great.
Mm.
If you want to check out more on this, Halle Pooley, I mentioned this last week, but I'll just remind you, HalePulle.com.
HalePulle.com.
And Myra Lewin is the lady.
Okay.
Soul sisters out there who are already doing this, I would love to hear from you because I'm only beginning my journey. And as you can hear, I need help. Like I know some things, but I don't know a lot. So at Claire Solon on Instagram, if you have any advice for me.
I love it. Do you know what I saw before we just came onto this podcast and I wanted to ask you about it? Do you think that I talk about Gwyneth Paltrow a bit too much? Because I'm obsessed with her. So before we came onto this pod, she uploaded this video on Instagram of her in a full Gucci outfit making boyfriend breakfasts. So she said in the caption, "When I was dating Brad, every Saturday morning, I used to make him a boyfriend breakfast." So as I was reading this, there was so much going on in my head. I was like, Brad Pitt. She's talking about Brad Pitt. She used to date Brad Pitt. I was like, that's so weird. Then I looked at the likes. Jennifer Aniston likes this. I was like, what the hell is going on? Then I realized that her husband at the moment is called Brad.
Yes.
So I reined myself in from the absolute overwhelm at what I was seeing. But anyway, she said that every Saturday morning, she makes boyfriend breakfasts for her husband. And so she gets up and she makes this like really tasty, delicious breakfast. And I was thinking, you know, we never go all out for breakfast in our house. Like the odd Sunday, I might make pancakes.
Mm.
But I love a good breakfast.
Yeah.
Do you think if you had a boyfriend, Claire, would you make him a boyfriend breakfast?
Oh my God. I wouldn't leave the kitchen. You may as well tie me to that oven. I'd be making him boyfriend breakfast, husband breakfast, fiance breakfast. Oh my God, are you joking? Yeah.
Oh God.
Where's Jamie?
A fiance breakfast. Jamie's out.
Never gets a boyfriend breakfast, does he?
No, he doesn't. Because no. I don't get wife dinners.
What Myra Lewin encourages is to put love into the food and to eat food that has prana, so life force in it. And so what you're doing is you're cooking a meal for yourself at lunchtime and you're not leaving leftovers. You're cooking your next meal again fresh. So everything you're doing is fresh. So it's given me real inspiration to know that I feel so good. Like, honestly, I went to bed the other night and I lay down and I felt nothing. That's odd for me because I would usually lie in bed and I'd be like, oh, I might feel like I'm not fully digested of whatever I've eaten, or I could be windy, I could be crampy. Like, I never really took a step back and looked at how my digestion was functioning until now, until I go to bed after eating something that's so easily digested that I lie in bed and my body is like, thank you.
Rest, digest, and repair.
Yeah.
Wow. Because yeah. Over the last few weeks, I found out that my immune system is low. It kind of took me by surprise because I would always say, oh, you know, I'm so healthy, I'm grand, you know. So when I heard that, I was like, oh my God. So I've literally gone back to basics, my probiotic in the morning, back on my mushrooms, back on my vitamin D, actually being mindful about what I'm putting into my body.
Yes, but may I also say to you, I went through this in the summertime and stress impacts your immune system. So while watching and learning about Ayurveda, I have realized that my digestion impacts my endocrine system, which is my hormones, which impacts my mood, which impacts my life. So like, it's all connected. So as well as you're eating, make sure that you're tending to yourself and resting more as well, because your immune system needs that. This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you with thanks to Malfi Gin. Now, Georgie, it's been a busy week with loads to celebrate. So what are you going to be toasting with your G&T?
Well, Claire, there's a number of things that I could probably toast to this evening before we get into another week. Number one, it could be getting through the sponsored walk successfully without making a show of myself or my family. We could also reflect on the amazing week we've had at the Good Glow, bringing, you know, a team over to the New York Half Marathon. But I will be sitting down tonight to take just a few minutes just for me. And I am so excited. Always drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie for more. I got this notification on Spotify a couple of weeks ago. I think I sent you the screenshot of it, Claire, and it said, Georgie, your taste in music has changed. You've gone from listening to lounge to listening to pop. I was like, I have my friend Claire Solon to thank for that, because you have really helped me bring music back into my life in a big way. Now, you know, when I was sick, I couldn't listen to music. So 2 years of my life was gone from music. Could not. It was so triggering. Loads of people, actually, when I said this on Instagram, were like, oh my God, I feel so understood in this moment. I've never even thought about the fact that I can't listen to music at the moment. So the turning point for me was coming home one night. I was listening to 98FM and that Elbow song came on, you know.
One Day Like This?
One Day Like This. Dara Quilty was on the radio. And as the song came on, my immediate reaction, my hand went out to turn it off. But I remember stopping myself and saying, I'm just going to see if I can listen to this song. And I hired it up really loud and I drove down the road back to my house. And that was my first song that I could listen to in its entirety. And that's how I knew I was healing. So over the summer then, you know, with you and your Groove Armada and your One Republic, every morning now, we might have Macklemore on, Like there's always something on now and there's often dancing going on in my house in the morning, which is amazing. So I wanted to ask you, Claire, if you could give us a high vibe song every week, because loads of people were listening to the Groove Armada song you were talking about, But I Feel Good. So this week, give us a song to listen to that we can put on in the morning and lift our vibes.
I've got one on the tip of my tongue for you, and this has come to my attention since the Queen passed away. There was the most beautiful video of pictures of the Queen from when she was literally a baby right through until the year that she died this year. And the music, the soundtrack to it was Sia, Unstoppable. And that song, when I heard that song, I was like, oh, Sia, like Sia. May I just put my hand up for Sia? Like, what an artist. And I think particularly for women, like this, that if you listen to the lyrics of her songs, like she's got another one about courage. And so listen to Unstoppable. That's all I'll say. It'll change your day.
This week, I have just really been enjoying my life.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Seriously.
I had to make some pretty tough decisions to get to this place of just feeling content and like not so stressed. So you know the way. I'm listening to my Jay all day long. Jamie.
Oh, yes.
I'm listening to Jay all day, every day. And then I get into bed and I've swapped listening to Jay Shetty in the morning and now I listen to him at night.
Ooh.
So I listen to my Jay all day and then I get into bed and I listen to another Jay when I'm going to sleep, my daily Jay. So every day this week, I have filled up my water bottle, got into bed, listened to my daily Jay, and the hot water bottle, Claire, is like, you know the way sometimes you might wake up in the middle of the night and check your phone to see what time it is?
Mm-hmm.
I can now kind of tell what time it is judging by the warmth of my hot water bottle. So if I wake up, right, and I'm like, oh, you know the way you're like, I wonder what time it is. It could be 2 or it could be 5.
Yes.
I kind of know now if my hot water bottle is still really warm, I've got loads of sleep left.
I love that.
And then when I wake up and it's cool, I know, oh, it must be around 6. But I don't have to check my phone anymore because I can tell by my hot water bottle. So do yourself a favor this week. Get a hot water bottle, back to basics, in bed with a book or the Daily J or whatever it is. And just take a few moments just to be grateful for the simple things in life.
I could completely agree with that. You know, I'm a big advocate of a hot water bottle. And I find, particularly for you single soul sisters out there, it's just like a cup of tea is a hug and a mug, but a hot water bottle is like hugging a human. Honest to God, I have a little blue one that I bought in Boots. I should really probably just invest considering how much I use it, but I hug it like it's, oh, someone I love.
How often would you get hugs, Claire?
Very rarely.
Really?
Yeah. God, let's just think about this for a second. Oh my God, I might go through a week and not get a hug.
Is that because you don't hug people?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to even think who I would hug. Like I think some of my colleagues who I work with now would be like, get off me. What are you doing?
What about your new neighbour?
Kira. I don't know if we're at the hugging stage yet. I was thinking about asking her, would she mind if I got in the bath? But maybe I'll start with a hug. Okay, right. God, I know she's going to look at me weirdly, but I'll just say to her, listen, come here to me. How are you?
With your arms outstretched.
She's going to be like, God.
So come here. Are you messing when you're saying you're thinking of asking her, can you get into the bath?
No, I just really would love to get in back in again. And I think, you know, I think if I just appeal to her softer feminine nature, she'll get it. I was walking down the steps of our flat. So I'm on the first floor. I was walking down the steps to get out of our building. and her bathroom window was open and I could hear her humming. I was like, she sounds so happy because she's just had a bath. Like, oh, I have to rely on Sia to get my buzz. Damn it.
I've been in your flat. You could easily put a bath in there.
I could, yeah. I tell you what I find difficult being on my own, right? I just need that extra bit of motivation that a partner gives you. So like, I'll say to someone, oh, I'm thinking about putting a bath in there. And then that's, because then I have to go and look into the logistics of it. And who do I call and get a handyman, get a plumber. Whereas if there was somebody else here, they'd come up behind me. See, I'm good. I'm an ideas factory, right? But I just need someone to, like, I need a back end person to put those ideas into motion.
I get that.
You know? So if there's any back end engineers / boyfriends out there listening, 1-800-SOLINATOR, yeah?
1-800-SOLINATOR. Okay, what are you recommending for us?
So I would love to recommend. I've been chatting to women these days who are coming back from maternity leave and how difficult they find it. And I saw it myself with one of my colleagues, Nan, who came back from maternity leave. When you come back into the office, you're like, where do I sit? What team am I on? How do I log on? Has anybody thought about a back to work plan for me? You know, and most of the time, unfortunately, we're getting better, I hope, but big organizations just completely overlook this, particularly now with the pandemic kind of, you know, distracting us from what needs to be done. So I wanted to recommend theparentnest.com. It's run by a girl called Anne O'Leary, who lives in the sunny southeast of Ireland. She's a postpartum doula. She does baby massage classes down in Wexford. And most importantly, she'll do one-to-one coaching for you if you want to go back to work after paternity leave or maternity leave. And as a coach, I'm telling you, you deserve the support. You deserve to have someone in your corner helping you get rid of imposter syndrome and helping you get motivated and excited about the next phase of parenting your baby.
That's lovely, Claire. So it's Sunday. We're recording this it's a very cloudy, muggy Sunday here in Ireland. What is your Sunday routine?
I climb. If you could see, I should put a picture of our setup on Instagram. I'm basically in a den. If you can imagine, 5-year-old me would have made a den out of cushions. 41-year-old me now also makes a den out of cushions recording this podcast. I'll let myself out of here and I will put on me trainers and I'll get out into nature. I have really tried to quit coffee as part of Ayurveda and it's going okay. So apparently you're supposed to wean yourself off the stuff. And so it's Sunday, so it's a special day for me. And cut the mustard. I'm having a coffee, lads.
Good for you, Claire. I'm delighted to hear it. Now, if I was you, I would go to the cinema.
Oh, okay.
And just see whatever, maybe that Harry Styles film.
Oh, yeah, the Harry Styles film. I've heard terrible things, though.
Yeah, I actually did see a bad review this morning.
Yeah, do you know, I might do that, actually. What about you? Is your family going to ruin your Sunday or are you writing your book?
I am going on a sponsored walk with the school.
Oh, yes.
And when you go to school things, Claire, you just try the whole time not to say anything weird.
I love this.
So you just try to be as normal as you can.
Yeah, because you don't want the parents walking away going, geez, little Pia's mum is a real nut job.
Exactly. So that's my main focus, will be not to say anything weird. And then guess what, Claire? What will that make me do?
Do something weird.
Exactly. So I'm preparing to go and be a complete weirdo for the day. And then it's my nephew's birthday. So we're going over there and then we'll come back. And do you know what? It's NFL day. So Jamie will be listening to the NFL at top volume. And I will be in bed with my other Jay and my hot water bottle.
So I live a very modern life, me, you know. I'm on Zoom to meet Indian guru a couple of times a month.
Who knew that Indian gurus would be on Zooms?
I'd say Zoom has changed the lives of most Indian gurus.
Now, come here, you said this on The Good Glow. Oh God, I don't know if it was our first or second episode. It was our first, I think. That Indian guru said something to you when you met them in person that was a huge aha, change your life moment. What was it again?
Yes. So he said to me, I was working at breakfast radio at the time, so I was getting up very early in the morning. So he said to me, you're in a haze Monday to Friday with a 4 a.m. alarm call. And then at the weekends, you're out and about, you're busy, you're socializing. So you're in a haze at the weekends. So when do you plan? And I sat back and I looked at him and I thought, I don't. I just see what happens. And that was a massive aha moment for me.
That was worth going to India for.
It was.
So now when you're on a Zoom to your Indian guru, I would imagine that the Zoom is set up on one side of the room and they're like in some sort of, you know, meditative stance, or are they just sitting on their couch with the laptop on their lap like a normal person?
So there is a, I'm not sure, it must be a laptop, but it's propped up in front of him and he sits on a chair in his bedroom.
Okay. And what does he say to you, Claire?
Well, I do a life coaching course with him. So there's many, many, many people on Zoom to him. But let me just give you a little bit of wisdom that he gave me last week, or gave us last week, which I thought was really good. In times of anger, when you feel that flush of rage, take 2 sips of water. So I was thinking about this and I thought to myself, if I could just get my shit together when I lose it, to pick up my water bottle and drink some water. It kind of breaks the spell. It cools your body down and it gives you a chance maybe not to say the thing, the retaliation that you were about to say.
That is a great tip.
It's a good tip, isn't it?
I love that. Thank you so much, Claire, and thanks to all the Soul Sisters for tuning in every week and listening, and all the messages that you send us on Instagram. They honestly warm our hearts.
They really do. I love getting them and I love sending voice notes back. So please keep them coming.
Savage.
Savashta.